Only weeks left before the formal ending of Second World War II, Howard Zinn was a pilot, a bombardier pilot. He carried out a mission. He dropped napalm on the French town of Rojan. There were a few Germans hidden there, actually waiting to surrender formally to the Allied forces. Somebody wanted to test napalm. So many French were killed, hundreds. And this experience was one of the things that made Howard Zinn into a historian and peace activist. Howard Zinn, in his book A People's History of the United States, quotes President Jackson in a message he sent to the Choctaws and Cherokee. "Say to the chiefs and warriors that I'm their friend, that I wish to act as their friend, but they must, by removing from the limits of the states of Mississippi and Alabama, and by being settled on the lands I offer them, put in my power to be such. There beyond the limits of any state, in possession of land of their own, which they shall possess as long as grass grows and water runs, I am and will protect them and be their friend and father." That phrase, "as long as grass grows and water runs," was to be recalled with bitterness by generations of Indians. An Indian GI, veteran of Vietnam, testifying publicly in 1970, not only about the horrors of the war, but about his own maltreatment as an Indian, repeated that phrase and began to weep. When I was going to graduate school in the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, the university was contacted by a local elementary school. They asked for a Mexican student to go and talk to the children about Mexico. So I went, talked to the children about Mexican history and culture. I don't remember exactly. There is one thing that I always remember about that incident. One of the children asked me, "Are you proud to be Mexican?" And this question bothered me because I knew that if I asked this child the same question, "Are you proud to be American? Are you proud to be Tennessean?" he would be bewildered. He would think the question to be very strange. "Of course he's proud to be... What are you talking about?" So it bothered me that he asked me that question. But many things came to my mind, some contradictory. I knew that Tennessee is the volunteer state, the VOLT, and the nickname of the state, the Volunteers, is because Tennessee, during the U.S.-Mexico War, during the half of the 19th century, Tennesseans participated to a great extent, and they called the Volunteers because they supply many people to go to war with Mexico. And also, Tennesseans were the ones actually making the Texan Revolution. They did Crockett, Houston, Austin. Basically, there were a bunch of Tennesseans that took control of Texas and took it away from Mexico with the support of the U.S. government. That was one. And of course, this child is growing up in even school. One of the stories that he hears all the time is about how brave the Tennesseans are and how well they did in the Mexican War. So of course, yes, you know, how do you feel about being Mexican? So I didn't want to come across as I was reluctant or not happy with being Mexican. But there were other things mixed with this question. I was thinking like Albert Einstein saying that he is a citizen of the world, or Bertrand Russell saying that love is powerful and wise. From the point of view of a Christian religion, that we are all children of God. And I was also thinking that both Mexico and United States are inventions, that before they were Mexico or United States, and somebody drew in a map, this is United States, this is Mexico. There were people living there, that people with European ancestry like myself and like this child came and took away the land of the people that was there before. And kind of the same thing happened in Tennessee and in Nuevo León. I'm from the north, from Nuevo León, what is now Texas and the north of Mexico. It was the new kingdom of León. It was just a big square that the king of Spain drew, you know. So the Europeans came. The Sephardites came to the north of Mexico. People came from England or Germany to Tennessee. We took the land of other people. My forefathers and the forefathers of this kid commit genocide. There's reasons to be proud to be on the winning side. But to start with, you're proud about something that someone else did. This is one point. And the other point is, if you're proud of what someone else did, you also have to be ashamed about the terrible things that our forefathers did in the name of country. It is a difficult question that even today, I don't know how to answer.